Mount Washington in New Hampshire's White Mountains is called home of the world's worst weather. It's the highest point in New England, 6,288 feet. And at the summit, there's a weather observatory. In 1934, they measured the world's record for winds there, 231 miles per hour. Four people work at the observatory at a time. They're driven up the mountain in a snow tractor for week-long shifts. Tim Markle is one of the meteorologists there. He goes outside every hour to take readings. And when we called him this afternoon, the temperature was minus 35 with a wind chill of minus 82.
Basically, I have my heavy-duty thermal underwear on. I have two pairs of pants. I have snow pants on. I've got T-shirts on. I got a fleece shirt, sweatshirt, another jacket, hats, goggles, face mask.
And really good socks, I'd bet.
Very good socks, yes, although our feet tend to get cold after a while being out there.
How long can you stay out there?
We can actually stay out there for a few minutes.
And then when you come back inside, that's got to be a shock, too.
Yeah, it's actually welcome relief to come inside and feel the nice warm 72-degree weather inside our weather room. It's actually kind of funny because when we wear face masks and we're breathing, the condensation on the face mask actually freezes. So then when we come inside, you just see this big frozen spot on the front of your face mask, and we have to thaw that out before the next hour.
What's the station like where you live up there?
It's a steel-reinforced concrete building. I think it's actually rated up to 300-mile-an-hour winds. And so we're actually well protected in here. Our windows are actually made of a bulletproof glass Lexon.
Can you describe what it feels like to walk out into that degree of cold and wind?
It's almost like being on an alien world, and not so much of the cold and everything, but just the fact that you have to basically bundle up and protect yourself. You're almost wearing some kind of spacesuit to just go outside. When I went out to do my first nighttime observations at the beginning of my shift this morning, just looking through the goggles, everything was just so distorted looking, like the moon was a little bit off color and the stars were a little off color, and just the fact that you could bounce across the deck because of the wind. Like if you were to jump up in the air, the wind would push you. So it's almost like when you saw the Apollo astronauts bouncing up and down on the moon's surface, we get to do that across the deck. So it's a very alien world up here sometimes.
As you look out the window up there, Tim, is it a nice day? Is it clear?
We're actually starting to go in and out of the fog a little bit right now. And since we are at that negative 30 to negative 40 degree range right now, it's what's basically called ice fog. And water vapor can't sustain itself in such cold temperatures in the clouds like this. So it actually crystallizes out. So it's actually quite interesting to see is that we don't actually see defined clouds. We just see this opaque, milky, white, I want to call it an apparition almost, when you see like figures of ghosts kind of coming across in our view of the windows. The four of us that are currently up here right now went outside, suited up, and we took a big bucket of water, and we went outside onto our observation deck and just threw it right up in the air, and you could just see it crystallize immediately and just fly away in the wind, and it was very amazing to see. It's something that you read Arctic scientists or people down at South Pole doing all the time, and it's exciting to be able to do that up here.
Now, are you headed for a record, do you think?
We certainly have that possibility. We were at negative 45 degrees yesterday morning, and this second shot of Arctic air that's supposed to come in tonight and overnight on Friday is actually forecasted to be colder, so we definitely have that possibility of getting down into the negative 45 to negative 50 degree range. So we're definitely looking forward to that. It'd be nice to actually set a record up here.
You'd like that?
I actually would like that. I mean, if it's going to be cold, it might as well just be cold, and that way it's something to go down in history.
Tim Markle, thanks a lot, and I guess I can't tell you to stay warm, but take care.
Thank you. Well, we'll try our best to stay warm, though.
Tim Markle is a meteorologist at the Mount Washington Observatory in New Hampshire, where the temperature now is... Tim, what's the temperature?
Temperature is negative 35, and our wind chill is negative 82.